This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And joining us this morning on the news line, Dr. Laura Carson. Dr. Carson, you are a pediatrician, aren't you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're kind of focusing on pediatrics this month for the month of May. And can you help tell us the difference between, you know, maybe parents are thinking, I can just go to a family doctor, right? Or should I go to a pediatrician?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question for sure. So I'm a pediatrician with Mountain View Medical Group. And that's a good question. So both pediatricians and family doctors are qualified to see children, but pediatricians are primary care doctors who specialize in the care of newborns through 18 to about 21 years of age.
Okay.
When you're seeking medical care for your child, whether that's primary care, urgent care, ER, I think it's important to remember that kids are not just little adults. They have very different issues and needs. To be a pediatrician, doctors spend an additional 3 years in pediatrics residency training, which allows us to become experts in the care of infants, children, and adolescents.
Well, and of course, there's, like you said, extra 3 years of education, and there's different stuff, obviously, for kids, like you said, you have to watch out for.
That's right.
And what are, you know, somebody who is thinking about coming over to a pediatrician, and, you know, of course, kids have lots of different types of appointments when they see a pediatrician. What are some of those appointments?
Yeah, so there's a lot of, benefits to having a pediatrician. There's a lot of different types of appointments. The biggest, most important, benefit is that expertise and focus on the physical, mental, and social well-being of children, as well as that guidance that caregivers need. And this is the care for any, family, whether this is your first child or your fifth child. But having a pediatrician is especially valuable for children with any special needs, such as being born premature or having a birth defect like a heart condition, a genetic disorder like cystic fibrosis, conditions like asthma, and any other concerns like learning disabilities and mental health issues that arise. The type of appointments, typically are varied, and we see children a lot for well child care. That allows us to make sure to maintain the close monitoring of their growth and development, nutrition, things like that.
Perfect. And Dr. Carson, if folks would like to get more information, maybe reach out to you if they have questions, how can they do that? What is the best way?
Yeah, so that they can go on to our website is mvmg.com. Again, I'm a pediatrician with Mountain View Medical Group, and I'm at the Monument Pediatrics location. It's exciting. As a pediatrician, I have the honor of helping families through difficult times and understanding their conditions. But my favorite part is the relationships and the rapport that I develop with patients over the years, and whether that's being silly with a toddler or connecting with a teenager, that is so important.
And, of course, you can also ask the doctors and send the doctors into Dr. Carson and others. DaVita Medical Group, you can go to our website, krdo.com, look under the radio tab, and click on Ask the Doctors, and you can fill out the form, send your question in. And Dr. Carson, is so great talking with you. And then next week, we're going to be talking about immunizations. And, of course, it's a very hot topic right now, obviously.
Absolutely.
So we will talk about that next Weekly Health Minute, next Tuesday. Thank you so much, Dr. Carson. It was great talking with you this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. It is 6:41 now at KRDO's Morning News.